The commander of U.S. forces in Baghdad sounded a cautious note of optimism today. He said that a month after the launch of the so-called surge, attacks in the Iraqi capital are down, and so are deaths. But Major General Joseph Fil acknowledged that Baghdad is still a violent place, as NPR's Jamie Terabay reports.
At least 12 people were killed in suicide car bomb attacks in Baghdad today. There was also an attempt to assassinate the mayor of Sadr City, a sprawling Shiite slum on the northeast side of the capital that is the stronghold of radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The mayor, Rahim al-Daraji, was seriously wounded in the attack. It's a worrisome development for U.S. officials. Mayor Daraji helped clear the way for the deployment of American forces in Sadr City as part of the Baghdad security plan. Shiite militiamen who once controlled the district disappeared from the streets shortly before the American deployment. Major General Fil, the U.S. commander in Baghdad, met with reporters before today's attack on the mayor. He praised cooperation by Muqtada al-Sadr, saying it allowed him to move U.S. troops into Sadr City quicker than he'd planned to.
Muqtada al-Sadr has been very clear in his guidance, and that is that the time is now right for his followers to work closely with the Iraqi security forces.
The number of attacks in the rest of Baghdad has steadily decreased in the past weeks, although the central morgue reported receiving 34 bodies today. Major General Fil repeated statements made by other U.S. military officials warning Baghdad residents not to expect too much too soon.
We have to be realistic about this, and I think it's going to be a long... The enemy has not quit the battlefield by any means. In some ways, he's fighting back harder than he ever was.
Still, Fil's assessment was mostly upbeat. He said the murder rate is down, and while car bombs are still frequent, their effectiveness has dropped because Iraqi security forces are now preventing cars from entering markets and other public places. Having more security forces on the street is also preventing sectarian death squads from operating. Fil claims the lower levels of violence should lessen Iraqis' reliance on militias for protection.
The time for militias in Iraq is clearly over. The Iraqi people do not need to be protected by militias, and we see it over and over again that they're turning from them. What the Iraqi people want now is strong Iraqi security forces.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.